A new poll shows that Utahns don't know very much about Governor Gary Herbert's plan to deliver health insurance to low-income citizens. But when they learn more, they tend to support it. KUER's Andrea Smartin took to the streets to see for herself what Utahns know and don't know about health care decisions facing state lawmakers.
I started out at City Creek Mall Food Court talking to people on their lunch hour. A few had heard of the decision facing the state of whether or not to expand Medicaid to provide health coverage for low-income citizens. But not one had heard of Governor Gary Herbert's alternative plan to funnel those Medicaid dollars into the private insurance market.
Are you familiar with the governor's Healthy Utah plan?
I sure am not.
No. I've heard of it briefly, but I have no idea what it is.
I have heard nothing about that, and I feel like I'm informed, and I haven't heard anything about that.
Our unscientific survey backs up a poll conducted by Dan Jones and Associates for UtahPolicy.com. The poll found that 56% of Utahns have not yet heard of Herbert's Healthy Utah plan. But when they find out what the program does, 67% support it. Meanwhile, another poll commissioned by the conservative think tank Sutherland Institute asked different questions and got different results. The survey found that after hearing specific details, Utah voters are reluctant to favor any Medicaid expansion proposal. Over at the 4th Street Clinic, where the homeless go to get free health care, the majority there had not heard of the governor's plan either. One woman, who did not give her name, says she has about $100,000 in medical debt.
They're supposed to be having the Obamacare. You know what? I don't even know where you go to sign up for it.
Me neither.
When it comes right down and you ask about it, you get left with a blank.
Governor Gary Herbert says he believes he will get approval from the Obama administration for his Healthy Utah plan by the end of the month. Then it will be up to state legislators to decide if they support it. They might ask themselves, do their constituents support it? Not clear at this time, since most appear to know little about it. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.